The News Talk 1620 WTAW. Tuesday evening, John Agnew from the Bryan Police Department here reviewing some events. The first thing was Friday when those fires started getting called in. I didn't know whether there'd be any of those fundraising broom ball games. How I understand that you guys did get some broom ball in.
Oh, man, we did. We got, I mean, Bryan Fire Department was real busy that night, but I'll tell you what, we were down in Coliseum Arctic Wolf playing broom ball, and it was exciting, a lot of fun. College Station Police Department took the victory, took home that golden broom for the first time in 6 years. So congratulations to them. They kicked our butts, and they did a great job at it. I got the privilege of playing in all three games just to help substitute, and man, they played great. I'm still a little sore from it, and it was great. Brazos Valley Coalition Against Domestic Violence raised the most they've ever raised, over $2,000. So it was considered a great success. You know, no major injuries or anything like that. And if anyone, you know, had a little injury, had a smile on their face because it was such fun, you know, humorous fun.
Well, you didn't walk in very deliberately this evening, so you must have worked. If you had any kinks, you worked them out pretty well.
Yeah, well, it was a blast. I appreciate everyone for participating in that event. I'm already looking forward to next year. I'm already, I told Kyle Station, congratulations, you earned it. Don't enjoy it for too long because we're going to try to get it back. So.
All right, so what else is happening?
Well, I was going to talk a little bit about animals and animal control. If you see a dog walking down the street, maybe you're worried about the dog. Maybe it doesn't have a collar. Maybe it does. You know who you need to call is animal control. And animal control, especially in these municipalities, are real good when it comes to an animal bite call or if your kids have been scratched by an animal. Let's see here. If you have an animal in custody that you don't know, if you have an animal in your car or your backyard that you've, you know, helped to kind of shoo in there, these are the people that you call to help you with these animals. And animal control, for example, the Bryan Police Department, they do deal with domesticated animals inside the city limits. Now, occasionally they will respond if you have a snake in the house or something like that, because it is kind of a life-threatening issue and pretty scary to most people. And they are trained in some of those areas now, but they can't handle the large predator animals like coyotes and super wild animals like that. That's where Texas Parks and Wildlife comes in. But when it comes to livestock and things like that, that's where your Brazos County Sheriff's Department comes in. They have a animal control unit there also. But, you know, you look at what they've done in a year's time, they'll respond to about 8,900 calls for service. They'll pick up about 1,100 dogs, 700 cats, take 141 bite reports, and they'll do about 200 wildlife releases. So when they find an animal that doesn't belong in the city and it's something they can handle, something that's small, maybe they can put in a cage, they'll actually do a wildlife release. We're in a safe place.
All right. I have about a minute left. Let's talk traffic a little bit.
Well, just briefly, if you need to get a hold of the animal control, 209-5300. That's a non-emergency line for the police department. And I've already heard on the station today advertising it's Distracted Driving Awareness Month, and TxDOT's pushing this new campaign. And you've maybe heard the slogan, Talk, Text, Crash. And this campaign is to raise awareness of the dangers of distracted driving. And, you know, we can talk about eating, smoking, the radio, but we all know what that distracted driving is in the vehicle. It's that cell phone, talking on it, texting on it, reading your emails. You know, the laws are in motion. Be prepared for change. I mean, in the next few years, there is change coming down the road. Nothing official yet except for school zones and for new drivers. But let's get into a new mindset. So let's remember this month, talk, text, crash. Okay, so let's put those cell phones down, wait till we get home. And it's not like you don't agree with me out there, people. 85% of Texans believe that texting while driving has gotten worse in the past 5 years. So safety
let's
first.
Start the habit now and just keep the habit going.
I know it's hard, people. It's hard for me too, so make a change.
That's right, or pull over.
There you go.
There you are. Appreciate the visit as always.
Hey, have a good one.
We'll talk to you next week. John Agnew at the Bryan Police Department with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.